It's been 3 months since I started at Christ Lutheran. Is it 3 months or less? It's been wonderful. 4 months, oh my, yeah. I need a vacation, by the way. Oh, okay. Well, as I was reflecting on my first few weeks of being here and trying to get to know everybody here, but also at the school, because we are a church and a school, and so in an effort to also wanted to get to know the students, so I asked our school principal if I could see with a grade to have lunch with them, and so she said, absolutely. So she made sure the person in the kitchen knew that I was coming to have lunch with the second graders, and so here I was around lunchtime and went to the kitchen and was given a tray and was given the same food that every student received that day. No special privilege for being the pastor. And so the minute I step into the patio where the kids ate lunch, they went crazy. They couldn't believe the pastor had come to eat lunch with them. I think they were shocked and confused as to why is the pastor here, right? And they all wanted to tell me what they did on their weekend. They all wanted to know what my favorite color was. And so they had all these things that they wanted to share with me. And so we had a great time. We had a great lunch. You know, later on that day, a teacher aide said to me that she also couldn't believe that I came to sit with the children. You know, she said they loved it. She said, you know, no pastor has ever done that before. But, you know, I'm sure they have, but maybe she has forgotten. But she just thought how, you know, that she was also shocked. So I guess apparently I created a commotion because I decided to sit with the students. And like I said, all I was seeking was to connect with the students, to let them know that they were important to me, that I wanted to get to know them. So I thought maybe a lunch table might be a neutral place, a place where we could sit down and eat the same thing, a place where they didn't, you know, feel intimidated by me, right? Because I can be very intimidated, an intimidating person, I guess. Well, Jesus also creates a commotion, especially among the religious leaders of his day. They are confused as to why Jesus shared a meal with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus is also at a table trying to connect with people on a deeper level. And Jesus was doing exactly the same thing. He wanted to let people know that they were important to them by sharing a meal. And I bet he was the first rabbi that ever showed interest in these tax collectors. In the culture that Jesus was part of, with who you share a meal with said a lot about your status, your economic, your social status, your religious association. So it was a big deal who you sat with for a meal. And for those like the Pharisees looking from the outside, Jesus sharing a meal with tax collectors and sinners was just crazy. It was not a good idea. Somehow it made him unclean. Now, Pharisees were considered those who taught and followed the religious law in a strict way. They were well known for preserving religious traditions. They were people that really didn't mingle with people out in public. They didn't really get engaged with what was going on out in public life. And at that time, we got to remember that the Jewish community were under the rule of Rome. Their land was occupied by the military of an empire. So this meant that workers, like fishermen, had to give a portion to Rome. They had to pay taxes. And the taxes were not to improve the roads or provide better schools or to fund better education, but it all went to the empire. It went all to Rome. Well, Jesus decides to call a tax collector, a traitor, a sinner, because he worked for the empire. Then he decides to eat with Matthew and the people he associates himself with. And so he is with him and his friends at home. And all that Jesus was doing again is he wanted to get to know people better. And he wanted to call them to a life-giving journey with God. He wanted to share the love of God. And so Jesus wanted to let people know that they were valued by God by sitting with them. So what Jesus was doing is that Jesus, through this action, was expanding the community of God, the church. He was trying to expand the church beyond the boundaries set by the religious leaders of his time. For those who were looking from the inside, you know, Jesus was showing interest, and they must have felt unworthy. They must have thought, this rabbi who everyone is talking about is sitting with us. Us who are dishonest at times. Us who work for the enemy. That must have changed something within them. Their minds, their hearts. For those who were looking from the outside, this was an absolutely abomination. Why is Jesus eating with the corrupt, dishonest people, with sinners? Well, Jesus says, I did not come for the healthy or righteous, but for the sick, the unrighteous. Jesus had come to transform the world. Jesus had come to change the hearts of people. And then reflecting on where I place myself within this story, am I within inside group or outside? Am I a Pharisee? Am I a tax collector? I think sometimes I'm part of the group who is looking from the inside. When I am honest with myself and recognize that I am a sinner, that I have sinned, that I have not loved others and my neighbors as I should, when I have been accept that I have been selfish and dishonest, I do feel unworthy of the love of Jesus, just as these tax collectors felt, perhaps. But yet Jesus chooses to love me, and that turns my heart towards God every day in thankfulness. Sometimes I'm part of the group who is looking from the outside. I look at others who have done harm to me, and I wish the worst of them. And I tell Jesus that they should not be included in the ministry. Well, Jesus was trying to let people know from the inside group that they were worth loving despite their sin. He was invited people like Matthew to a life-giving journey with Jesus, a journey that transformed the heart. But Jesus was inviting those who were looking from the outside to extend mercy to those of their outer circle. Because Jesus was interested in expanding the kingdom of God by including everyone. So to demonstrate this, he goes out into the community and he is touched by a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages. Anyone who came in contact with a bleeding woman was considered to be unclean. For those looking from the outside, Jesus becomes unclean by this. Then Jesus goes into a room where a diseased person is, and also anyone who comes in contact with a dead body becomes unclean. To our surprise, Jesus heals this woman, affirms her faith, and then raises the daughter of the synagogue leader. Jesus shows mercy to every single person, regardless of who they are. Jesus heals them and shows mercy. Jesus demonstrated what he had previously said. He had not come for the healthy, but had come for the sick, for the sinner, for the one who is in need of God's mercy. And Jesus also has come to call us, to heal us, to raise us to life with God through him, so that we may follow Jesus, so that we may know God's mercy, so that we may extend God's mercy to others as well. The letter to the Romans that we read today from the Apostle Paul in what we read, he reminds us that our righteousness comes from Jesus, does not come from us, that we are justified not by our own actions, but by the death and resurrection of Jesus, who was handed over for our sins, so that we could receive the promise of eternal life. As Jesus called Matthew, as he healed this woman, as he raised a daughter to life, Jesus also calls us to him today, once again invites us to his presence to receive his righteousness, so that then he can send us out to be the body of Christ in the world, to offer the presence of Christ out in the world, to offer God's mercy to all. So let us do so. And thanks be to God for God's endless mercy in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.